Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Follow-Up Factor. If you tuned into my previous podcast, you know my topic was reputation, reputation, reputation. Hope you listened in. However, in case you missed that podcast, I began by explaining why it's a really big deal to protect our reputation. Moved on to discuss presentation mistakes to avoid in order to preserve our reputation, and concluded with how to fix presentation mistakes. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you're applying what was addressed regarding the importance of your reputation. Now let's move on to this month's topic. You may recall that last year I recorded a podcast titled Follow-Up, Faux Pas or Finesse. To me, this is a vital communication skill and one that seemed like the ideal way to begin the new year. Every now and then, we may overlook, possibly forget, or even fear follow-up. While I understand each of these possibilities, I want you to know that not following up can easily undermine your success, which is crucially important. Hope you concur. Now, let's give you the tools you need to succeed. As always, it's your choice how you opt to handle this information. But this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. Okay, let's get started. The three questions I plan to answer in this podcast are, number one, what is follow-up? Number two, which situations require follow-up? And finally, what are some of the best business follow-up guidelines? Let's start with the first question, which is, what is follow-up? When an individual or company conducts follow-up, the dictionary defines this as maintaining contact with a person to monitor the effects of earlier activities or treatments. Follow-up can also be defined as to pursue in an effort to take further action. Think about your own role in business and see how that applies to you. That brings us to our second question. Which situations require follow-up? My answer is every situation. The only exception is if the other party requests that you don't follow up. We need to honor this type of request. Going back to my initial answer, consider activities in which you're currently involved. For instance, prospecting, networking, interacting with clients, addressing staff, submitting a proposal, interviewing, initiating a concern, etc. What's on your list? Now that you understand the definition of follow-up, as well as situations that require follow-up, we're ready to tackle the third question. What are some of the best business follow-up guidelines? First, determine the best way to initially follow up. Now, this may take the form of an email, hard copy, text, phone call, or in-person meeting. It's really up to you and your contact to make this determination. My recommendation is try asking the other person what he or she prefers. Number two, keep a record of all your follow-up efforts. That's right, all of them. This ensures you're clear about the person with whom you've followed up, the date, and what was or still needs to be decided or agreed upon. This record that I'm referring to may be in the form of an app, a spreadsheet, or any mechanism that works efficiently for you. Number three, timing. Always important. My recommendation is that your initial follow-up be quite close to your first contact. And what do I mean by that? Well, typically within a week, maximum. The exception is if you and the other person agree to a different time frame and then you want to meet that expectation. Number four, we all know the frustration of not getting a response when we follow up. Best to refer to your record, which, as you know, I referred to earlier, and change your approach. You may want to call if you initially emailed, or perhaps try a different day of the week or a different time of the day. Remember, your email or text may not have gone through as planned. Whatever you alter, please avoid exhibiting frustration or exasperation about not getting a response. And five, generosity goes a long way. By that I mean, depending on your situation, you may want to share a relevant link, a helpful idea, or a valuable resource related to the nature of your contact. This really helps with your follow-up factor. In closing, my podcasts are as diverse as my clients and prospects, and that means you. My intent is to offer information you can apply immediately by placing your attention on how to follow up and realizing it's positively received. You're clearly on your way to becoming a memorable business person. It always serves you well when it comes to creating your standout factor. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.